Welcome back to the second episode of Unprofessional Opinions. Today we'll be talking about mythical creatures.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you believe in Bigfoot, Weenie?
I'm gonna break a lot of kids' hearts, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, man.
So you used to believe in it?
For a split second, yeah.
When did you stop believing in Bigfoot?
Okay, well, Bigfoot, I never really believed in it because it's if you think about it, that shit's scary as hell. So I always that shit. I'm no, that one doesn't exist. Only thinks about all the rainbow and sparkly and nice and cute type of mythology.
Okay, so what do you if a creature exists, what kind of mythical creature would you want it to be?
It's so weird that I low-key want a dragon to be legit, but
there's that video of a Chinese dragon, right? Somewhere in the coast of I don't know, China, Japan, Eastern country.
I think so, yeah, but
I mean, it might be Photoshop, but you know, it's fine.
I'm pretty sure it literally is Photoshop.
Yeah. We don't fact check our opinions, so you guys can do that for yourself or whatever.
Yeah.
Because we're very unprofessional.
We literally let you guys do the work for us.
Yeah, we just talk shit. Talking back at that, I actually really want fairies to exist.
I feel like fairies would be nice, but it would be so scary as well.
Yeah.
Because imagine Tinkerbell exists, yeah? In the cartoon and everything, they're so cute and everything, so wow. But imagine it in real life. It's literally just imagine yourself as a human compressed down into a very tiny form.
I wasn't talking about Tinkerbell because I feel Tinkerbell would be a pixie and she's not a fairy and pixies are fucking evil, but I was thinking actually about the Seelie court and the fae and the mythology and Shakespearean European culture, yeah.
That shit would be cool.
But it would still be fucking terrifying because if you do shit to fuck up your relationship with the fae, they will kill you. They will torture you. They will bring you to their Seelie court type thing, which is probably in a different dimension, and you will never see your family again. And if you even so much as eat their food, then you're just stuck there.
True, but I feel if the Seelie court and shit actually exists, yeah. I feel magic would exist too, you know? Don't get me wrong, black magic already exists and shit, but magic.
Can you elaborate on what you mean by black magic already exists?
Black market shit.
Black market?
I don't know. Proof check me, guys, but someone told me before, there's people that could do some unhumanly things with magical powers.
Do you have an example of that?
I don't know. I guess just look up videos on YouTube and be Magic Man.
Magic Man, isn't that the character from Adventure Time?
Okay, we're not talking about it, bro. You get the point.
Okay. I got the point, but that's trademarked, and we can't.
Mr. Magic.
Mr. Magic. His name, Mr. Magic. Search that up in YouTube, guys. Mr. Magic. I'm just fucking thinking of Mr. Queen, and then there's Mr. Magic. A bottle of magic for you.
Here you go. Sprinkle and dinkle of something sparkly.
The You know how, like, Mr. Clean has, like, that buff-ass bald man as their, like, mascot?
What?
Mr. Clean!
The only Mr. Clean I know is literally a music. It's like a song. This is what I know.
No, it's like a brand for, like, cleaning stuff.
Oh. Is it? No, wait. Is it Mr. Clean or Mr. Muscle?
Is it Mr. Muscle?
Because you're saying it's Mr. Clean. It's Mr. Muscle, isn't it?
I think Mr. Muscle is the, Mr. Muscle is the Asian ripoff of it. Mr. Muscle is a ripoff of Mr. Clean. Where was I going with the Mr. Clean analogy? All right. Mr. Magic. Mr. Magic is a buff Dumbledore with a wizard hat. And that's just like the mascot of Mr. Magic. Mr. Magic powder for washing your face with magic.
Okay.
Okay, back to the main topic. What's your favorite mythical creature? I'm not talking about like in terms of horrifying or like danger they have, it's just what's your favorite one?
Okay, I'm not gonna say gnomes, cause like gnomes just like suddenly pop in my head. I'm like, no, creepy as fuck.
Gnomes, watch you from your yard.
Yeah, thank goodness I don't have a yard, man.
That shit is creepy as fuck. They're like little thing. They're like little shits outside your house. They just spy on you when you sleep.
Oh, that's creepy. I don't know, I guess anything like flies or something. Cause like I don't really have a all of a sudden hellhounds.
You wish hellhounds exist. Wait, no, that's like your favorite. That's your favorite mythical creature.
I mean, it could be. You know what, let's look at a list of mythical creatures right now, because, like...
You know, like, the book, the story that I've been working on for, like, 5 fucking years and I haven't finished it yet. I have, like, a list of mythical creatures, actually. Okay, I'm just gonna name them. There's mermaids. I feel like there has to be a distinction between mermaids and sirens.
I do like the idea of sirens existing.
I feel like if sirens, here's what my thinking is. Like, mermaids are, they're like tiny creatures, I feel like. And sirens are way bigger. You know those like depictions of mermaids being like as big as a sperm whale?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that would be what sirens are, because... Okay, listen to my logic. Okay, like, sirens live, they would probably live in, like, the bottom of the ocean, or, like, not the part of the ocean that we can see. And people there need to be, like, people. living beings living in the deeper part of the ocean has to have some kind of, like, bodily mutation or adaptation to the pressure. So I feel like they have to be big, you know?
True, but I thought sirens were the one that like live close by the surface.
I don't know about that. Maybe there's a, like, what about mermaids then?
Because I feel like even if I find it, I can't imagine a mermaid being as big as a sperm whale.
You could look up the artworks.
But like literally though, if you think about it, like if they were as big as sperm whales, wouldn't it have been like so easily spotted by humans?
I mean, we haven't really, like, reached the bottom of the ocean yet, you know? Like, what if they just, they live below the Mariana Trench? Mm-hmm. That, yeah, has some kind of, like, spooky vibe to it, but...
Maybe.
Okay, next up the list, I think Valkyries are also...
What's Valkyries again?
Valkyrie. Like winged, like fucking warrior angels, like in Thor Ragnarok. But like with wings.
I mean, that would be cool. That would be cool, but I feel bad for them because I'm pretty sure like the greedy ass humans are probably gonna try and get those wings.
Oh shit.
And like do some right. And the sun shit where like they try to fly and then like they ignore the signs and like they die.
From what you said, I was like going in a different direction and I was like thinking about those like reindeer heads that's just hang on the walls and then people would just cut the wings and just put them on the walls, you know.
That too. I feel like if any mythical creature does exist, I feel like people would literally hunt them just to get
them. Humans are the parasite. Humans are the reason why mythical creatures can't exist.
There's the reasons why mythical creatures literally run away and do not want
to. Yeah. They're the reason why we don't know if there is mermaids yet. Because if there are mermaids, men want to fuck them. How would you fuck a mermaid?
Oh, wait. Actually, if you think about it, how would mermaids even reproduce?
Like a fish? What am I thinking about this? Fishes have, like, that, like, one little, like, one tiny hole somewhere around the tail where they poop out. Like, have you ever seen a goldfish pooping? There's, yes. Like, a trail of, like, poop. Is that how mermaids poop?
But, I don't want to imagine, but... Because, like, think about it, right? Because the goldfish's, like, poop hole is, like, true to its size.
Well, I mean...
And, like, here. This is gonna be pretty disgusting, in a way, to say. But just imagine, okay? I don't think mermaids would
have... And, like, because an asshole-size hole. An asshole-size hole.
Size ass.
On... On their tail.
I'm sorry, guys.
Is that how men fuck them?
Oh no. Just imagine this, okay? Okay, I mean, we are humans, we have periods and shit, but what if mermaids get periods? We're basically swimming in their period, if you think about it.
Well...
We're swimming in their hormones, basically.
That... I mean, fish... Fishes don't have periods. Fish don't have periods, right?
I'm actually gonna look it up.
We're so fucking unprofessional. There's no references to anything.
Do fish get periods?
Do they?
Wait, dude, look, okay. There's a song called Do Fish Have Periods? I shit you not.
What the fuck, Joyce Manor? Okay. That's weirder than what we've been talking about, honestly.
No, fish don't have periods. Okay, cool.
Fish don't have periods. So I guess it's safe to say that mermaids don't have periods. But they do poop. So the asshole thing is still valid. It's probably called like a waste hole. So you pee and you poop.
No, but like, I don't know.
I like how we're just ruining the image of like mermaids for everyone.
No, because like the thing is for me, it's like, isn't mermaids like has that slight bit of human in it, kind of thing?
Yeah. Okay, what about this? They have periods, but like 5 times a year.
Bitch, sign me the fuck up.
Wait,
Just kidding.
no. Now that I'm thinking it, like, if mermaids like reproduce with other mermaids, they would like do it like how fish would reproduce, right? Like with the eggs.
I guess so.
So like they don't get periods because of like eggs, but they just like I guess every fucking month they have to like lay eggs.
Unfertilized eggs, yeah.
Yeah,
Literally
so their periods are like eggs. That's it. They lay eggs like chickens.
Oh no. What would that even look like? That would just literally be an amniotic sac in the bottom of the ocean.
Have you seen Finding Nemo?
Well, are you saying we basically eat fish roe that belongs to mermaids? Except it's huge?
I'm like that's how a mermaid is born, but we don't eat the thing. We don't eat the egg we
But
need.
knowing humans and like their weird thing to eat, like whatever they could possibly make into food.
I feel like
They would.
if humans saw a baby's face in a giant amniotic sac, they would not eat that. They would kill it
I
or
mean, they would li I mean, there's people that literally kill albino people. Because
for
they
food.
because people like apparently there's this belief that like people that suffer with like albinism, like they have like this like magical power kind of thing, and like li people literally pay to get those. And like I think somewhere I don't know which country it is, but I know there's this dish that involves little babies,
I
like
mean, okay.
literally eat babies.
We're gonna do this. The context where I am talking about is if everyone would eat a mermaid baby egg. People would not normally do that because that is cannibalism.
I mean, we have cannibalistic people in the world.
Yes, we do, but not everyone is a
Yeah,
cannibal.
well, okay, people with actual like peril, like moral, okay, I wouldn't say morals, that's too harsh, but like
It's too harsh for the cannibals' morals.
like 95% I would say wouldn't eat it, but like there's always that good five that would.
What the actual fuck? Okay,
Don't think.
maybe 5%. If mermaids exist, 5% of the human population would eat their baby eggs.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, we'll put that in there. Thought jar or something.
Hot jar.
Thought jar. The thought jar is for thoughts that we rather not think because it's too much.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. So, not that I'm. How do baby Valkyries like? Baby Valkyries. Baby Valkyries.
Birds, they'll probably be in a nest or something.
But like Valkyries are humans with wings. Would they lay an egg or would they just give birth like normally?
Give birth normally, I feel like.
Okay.
It will be cool if it was eggs, but then I just can't imagine a literal egg come out of a human. Think about it. If it's like the
Yes.
there's like human size, like the egg will literally be like tinier than a chicken egg.
Well, I mean, there could be can you imagine a human just laying like an ostrich egg?
Ow. Ow. Oh, bro.
That's
Wow.
not, that would not work at all. Yeah, I guess
That's
the
more like a
Valkyries get a
customs
pass in
issue.
this one. Valkyries can have normal birth. But mermaids are stuck with
fish
row. What are their magical creatures? What do you think of Gorgons? Because I personally like Gorgons a lot.
Gorgons are cool, but they're so annoying.
What?
Aren't Gorgons the one that usually scream?
What do you...
Wait, I think I'm getting something mixed up. Let me just look up Gorgon.
Well, Gorgon is Medusa.
Oh, I think I just got it mixed up with something else.
What the fuck did you get it mixed up with? A mandrake root?
Maybe? I'm not sure, but like, okay, go on.
How could you mix up a plant, a magical plant, with Medusa?
I don't know, I just like thought about something that screams a lot.
Okay. I feel like that is a mandrake root. I like Gorgons because they can turn people to stone and they have like snakes for their hair.
That would be uncomfortable.
How would the snake thing work? That's my question. Would they grow? And if they do, what would happen if you like get a haircut?
I think it's not a haircut. I think it's just shedding season.
But snakes don't get shorter if they shed.
I know, but like they don't get longer specifically either.
So like, let's just say a Gorgon have like large boa constrictors as their hair.
Oh no.
Would they just have one snake on their head?
Here's my other question. What happens to the other half of the snake?
It's magic. You don't...
Imagine if, like, the brain of Medusa, right, is literally just the tail of the snakes and shit, like, all jumbled up as one.
Like, in her skull?
Yes. Like, it's literally just holes on the skull because, like, there's snakes coming out.
I mean, that's a thought.
Oh, I would be so disturbed by it because...
Kind of disturbed, but, like...
It's not wrong, either.
It's... Yeah. You could... There could also be, like, the other option.
That's why she gets mad.
Because there's snakes living...
inside her head, and she's like, fucking stop it, bitches!
Oh my god, can you imagine if the other half is, like, pooping in her brain?
And it just, like, comes out of, like... I feel like if they don't poop it inside, they just regurgitate it. They're
so, just like, after a few, like... days they just throw up and Medusa has to have like a hair day where the snakes just throw up.
Yes. And she's like, okay child, here you go, one by one, wait for your turn.
That's amazing. I like that concept. I really like that concept. We're just gonna go with it. We're gonna go with snakes. Gorgon head, Gorgon hair throws up periodically, and that's a bad hair day for Gorgons.
Yes.
Oh, with the albino thing that you mentioned, that's actually a thing. Because I researched this, like, you know, banshees?
Mm-hmm. So, I got it mixed up with banshees!
Oh, okay, that kind of makes sense now. But still, banshee is, I think it's from Ireland, Scotland, or like Nordic mythology, or Scandinavian, I forgot. But it's, a banshee is based... Basically, it has albino features. I feel like people who've like met albino people in the past, people about 5,000 years ago who've met albino people and cannot explain what makes an albino person white, they just think that they're like banshees, you know? So I feel like that might be where the myth like originated from.
Possibly, yeah.
But then there's the thing that you said about people wanting to eat albino people because they're magic, and I thought that's also like a connection with the banshees thing.
That makes complete sense though. That would make complete sense, yeah.
Full circle?
Full circle.
Okay, well, probably going to end it right here. My favorite magical creature is... Oh, one thing. I hate elves. I fucking hate elves. They're so overrated. I like Legolas. Legolas is nice. He's a gay-ass elf, and I love him. But elves are so overrated. If there's a magical creature that I want to be present in the real life, it would not be elves, because they are like kind of immortal, but that makes them jerks. So I don't want elves to be near me.
I feel like elves would be kind of scary as well with their like big bulgy eyes.
Elves don't have bulgy eyes. They have pointy ears.
No, I know about the pointy ears. Oh wait, no, I'm getting it mixed up with
Why are you getting all of these things mixed up? I don't understand.
Trolls? Is it trolls? I think I'm getting mixed up with trolls.
Huh.
Hey guys? I don't even know. I think my conception of like mythical creatures has just like gone out the window.
You think, oh, it's all the same. That's racist. That is...
I did not say that! Whoa,
that is racist. Whoa. You're getting a lot of mythical creatures mixed up here, Weenie. This is... mythical racism.
Okay. I am sorry. Mythical creatures, lives matter too.
Thank you for apologizing.
I'm sorry to the banshees and the gorgons listening to this right now.
Yeah. But and I feel like if there is going to be a magical creature that I want to be alive in real life, that would be witches, because I also want to be a witch.
I mean, you could train yourself to be a witch. It's already a thing.
How?
No, I'm not kidding, dude.
There's no, like, Hogwarts.
Well, not that we know of.
Well, yeah. But what do you mean, train to be a witch? There's literally, like, no fucking way.
Hey, look at the web. There's either going to be people like, oh, you do this to be a witch.
Like, it could be like those, oh, an ad for you, and then you have to pay to be a witch, and then you get a certificate and shit, but you can't really do any magic. I'm talking about wizards like Harry Potter, like, not Houdini, you know? Like, I feel like Houdini is more like trickery, magician, showmanship, yeah. But that's, okay, let's just end the podcast here. Thank you for listening. I like witches. And Weenie has mythical racism, so.
Bro.
Goodbye. Say goodbye.
Say goodbye to everyone, especially the mythical creatures listening. And I'm sorry, I got everything messed up.
Goodbye.